I enlisted January of 87. I did roughly about 10 years. Got out, went to the DOD civilian side, or the dark side, as my friends like to call it.
I enlisted in 2002 in the United States Marines, fairly shortly after September 11th. At the time, I was the only unmarried male in my family, and I had younger siblings that I did not want serving, but I felt like this is something that I was supposed to do.
I was a conservative. All the way up until President Obama took office, I slowly started leaning more to the left because there was just so much vehement hatred towards this man for no reason other than the fact of his skin color. And that was very disheartening. And it really woke me up to seeing the divide.
I agree with you. There's a lot of folks that I saw that didn't like President Barack Obama or the idea of President Barack Obama for nothing more than sort of racial undertones.
I wanted to associate myself with a party that was more inclusive of everyone. And that's certainly not all conservatives.
My time in the military, though, was certainly the most important for framing who I was long term. And I served under both presidents, President Bush and President Obama, during the time of Operation Enduring Freedom. I had a very close colleague of mine who was mortared, died of a sucking chest wound. I caught the individual who helped set up the mortar. And due to a policy put in place by the Obama administration under his national security advisor, that person had to be released 96 hours later and was back on the field mortaring us again. And it was one of the reasons why I decided to transition away from the military, because I don't necessarily disagree with folks who think, well, maybe we shouldn't even be there.
The military is much more, in my opinion, political today than it ever has been before.
If you send America's sons and daughters forward, it's for one purpose only. It's for combat. It's not a political tool like you discussed. It is to go fight and win wars and then to set the stage necessary for us to be able to come home.
When I left Afghanistan, if you were being shot at and you had to call in an airstrike, you had to get approval from a very high-ranking officer because they wanted to make sure there was no excessive civilian casualties. Because of how it would play out in the media. And I respect it. No one wants to kill civilians. None of us. I mean, everyone wants to limit that exposure. But at the same time, though, we also want to go home to our families.
Some things I would like for anybody that I get into a political discussion to understand about me are that I've framed a lot of my perspective from global travel, a lot of different cultural interaction across 5 of the 7 continents. I do believe that I try to do the best I can to educate myself both culturally and scholarly in the way I form my opinions, and I never want to live in an echo chamber.
America now is completely different from what it was when I was a young kid growing up in Tampa. It's a much better place. If we allow people to be who they are and not try to conform them, the world and accept each other's differences, it makes the world a better place.